On today's episode, Bitcoin bounces in Iranian aftermath, happy Proof of Keys Day, and 2020 plans from big exchange Binance. It's January 3rd, 2020, and you're listening to Markets Daily. I'm Adam B. Levine, editor of podcasts here at CoinDesk, along with our senior market supporter, Brad Cowan, to give you a concise daily briefing on crypto markets and some of the most important news developments in the sector over the past 24 hours.
That's right, Adam. Bitcoin price jumping today after the U.S. government confirmed that President Donald Trump authorized a drone strike in Iraq that killed a top Iranian military commander. Since midnight London time, Bitcoin is up 5.5%, erasing a price slide we saw during the first 2 days of 2020, and leaving prices just slightly positive during the year so far. It's tough to state with precision exactly how this strike could affect Bitcoin prices in the long term, but in the short term, the U.S. military action appears to have pushed up global oil prices, given Iran's status as one of the world's biggest oil producers and the potential for an escalation of the conflict between the two countries. Higher oil prices could potentially contribute to inflation, and according to Ian Shepherdson of the forecasting firm Pantheon Macroeconomics, a sustained oil price increase could make traders nervous about future economic growth. This plays into one Bitcoin price narrative, since many investors view the cryptocurrency as a hedge against inflation, a so-called store of value like gold.
Turning to the news, BlockFi, a cryptocurrency lending firm backed by investors including Galaxy Digital and the Winklevoss twins, says in a blog post that it plans to offer a new BTC rewards card that will pay out rewards in Bitcoin when users make purchases as an alternative to airline miles or traditional cash back. According to the company, the new credit card could provide a, quote, novel way to introduce crypto to non-owners in an easy, familiar fashion, end quote. And Cointelegraph reports that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a court order on Thursday seeking to compel the messaging platform Telegram into releasing details on how it spent some $1.7 billion raised from an initial offering of its Gram tokens. It's the latest volley in the SEC's case against Telegram over an allegedly improper unregistered securities sale. Telegram has pushed back against the charges, and legal analysts say the outcome of this case could set an important precedent for future capital raising in the crypto industry.
Bitmain, the giant Chinese maker of computers used to mine Bitcoin, reportedly plans to cut about 50% of its staff in the next several months. The news comes via Cointelegraph, which in turn cited Chinese news media. Bitmain, which saw both a slew of management changes in late 2019, as well as some aggressive sales initiatives like limited price guarantees for big wholesale customers and even rental options, describes the latest move as a, quote, personnel optimization plan, end quote. According to Cointelegraph, the layoffs are expected to be completed prior to Bitcoin's upcoming halving expected in May, when the rewards for mining data on the Bitcoin blockchain will be reduced by 50% in accordance with the network's 11-year-old design. And in a twist of gallows humor, Dovey Wan, co-founder of Primitive Ventures and a prominent observer of China's crypto industry, joked on Twitter that the Bitmain layoffs appeared to be the first halving of 2020.
And for today's featured story, it's January 3rd, known in the community as Proof of Keys Day. The movement behind this upstart holiday celebrates January 3rd each year as the date on which all cryptocurrency users should take custody of any coins kept on an exchange, check your long-term token storage, or anywhere else outside your direct control. The argument here is that blockchain tokens, unlike a bar of gold or a physical stock certificate, can be easily retrieved and verified, even if just temporarily. And if there's one thing we've seen in the market over the last half dozen years, it's that keeping your tokens in a custodied exchange isn't a sure or even necessarily a safe bet. While the tradition is currently followed by a relatively small percentage of cryptocurrency holders, its purpose is both unique and pretty smart given the space. Done in mass, this is effectively a regularly scheduled run on the bank, except the bank is the entire cryptocurrency exchange system. As the saying goes, when the tide goes out, you get to see who's swimming naked, or in this case, are an exchange who looks insolvent. In traditional finance, bank runs are often seen as apocalyptic, as the interdependent financial system can potentially lead to one seemingly insignificant failure, dragging down much larger and even more deeply connected counterparties. But in crypto, things don't have to be that way. So this movement takes the perspective that the only way you can ensure that your exchange can survive a mass wave of withdrawals, akin to a bank run, is if in real life they can survive an annual exercise where that actually happens. Think of it as the equivalent of an annual stress test that the Federal Reserve makes the biggest banks undergo. But for real. Now, for many traders, the idea of holding tokens anywhere besides an exchange can make them anxious, and it's not without reason. One of the clarion calls of Bitcoin and many early cryptocurrencies has been the opportunity to be your own bank, which is about as powerful as you'd imagine, but which comes bundled with a level of responsibility and related fear that you've got it wrong, which makes this something of a mixed blessing in practice. For those who looked at their tokens primarily as an investment, which they hold on an exchange like everything else, not your keys, not your coins, presents a reminder today, or really any day of the year, that while blockchains give you the ability to completely control your coins and really put your exchange to the test, you can also just take this opportunity to learn the basics, set up a simple wallet on your phone, and take possession of just one token. It can be nerve-wracking to truly be responsible for your investments. We're just not used to it, and why would we be? Before tokens, it wasn't really possible. Not Your Keys, Not Your Coins is a low-impact, low-stress way to get a first-hand look at the personal control and related responsibility which underlying everything this industry is all about. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit proofofkeys.com. And if you have any questions or thoughts, send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com. And now, for today's Spotlight segment, we're looking at 2020 predictions published in recent days by the popular cryptocurrency exchange Binance.
That's right, Adam. As we move into 2020, there are a lot of predictions flying around on what the new year promises for the crypto industry. From a potential price rally linked to Bitcoin's so-called halving, to the potential flowering of new lending and trading platforms in what is known as decentralized finance. Today, we're going to highlight a couple of predictions made in recent days from the popular crypto exchange Binance and its colorful CEO, known to his fans as CZ. CZ is a charismatic and sometimes polarizing figure in the crypto world, epitomized by the fact that some of the company's top executives have gotten Binance tattoos to match his own. CoinDesk's Lee Kuan, in late December, described the almost cult-like following as a, quote, bromance. Well, in a blog post on Thursday addressed to Binanceans, CZ wrote that one of Binance's key goals for 2020 is to, quote, bring crypto to the masses, end quote. He predicted that by 2030, cryptocurrencies will be used to pay for self-driving rides on Uber, in addition to funding biotech research. And in a separate post Friday, Binance said it plans to allow customers to trade Bitcoin, Ether, Ripple, and a few other tokens against the euro for the first time. This move by Binance comes as some investors and economists are speculating whether the dollar might lose some of its mojo in the 2020s as the dominant global reserve currency, especially in the face of challenges from rapidly advancing digital asset technologies. In his blog post, CZ wrote that he sees Binance's core mission as spreading the freedom of money. And while the company's most high-profile success has come from its centralized cryptocurrency exchange, Binance.com, he said that the company's leaders, quote, strongly believe in decentralization, end quote, embodied in recent efforts to create a decentralized exchange. Tying back to the crypto industry's potential to replace cash, CZ wrote that he believes fiat currency, which is government-issued currency, will coexist with crypto for a long time. According to the Post, quote, more than 99.9% of the money supply is still in fiat, and we need to build bridges, gateways, teleport portals, or whatever you call it, to bring them into crypto, end quote. Who knows what the future will bring, Adam? And Nostradamus, he's not. But given CZ's cult-like following, a lot of people in the crypto world pay attention.
Join us again on Monday for the next Markets Daily from CoinDesk. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to Markets Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and just about any other place you'd like to listen. If you're enjoying the show, we really appreciate you leaving a review and helping others find us. And if you have any thoughts or comments, email podcasts@coindesk.com. Thanks for listening.